Basha.
Set him free.
Ahmed Ben Basha.
Set him free.
Ahmed Ben Basha.
Set him free.
Ahmed Irashidi.
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 Those chants were recorded at last Friday's demo outside the American Embassy against the continued abuses at Guantanamo Bay. The same day saw the beginning of hearings for 14 of those said to be the highest security risks from amongst the detainees in the international network of prisons being run by the Americans. The military tribunals, or kangaroo courts as they've been dubbed, will convene with three military officers. The detainees' legal reps, along with members of the press, have been barred from the hearings. These men have already been detained for years. They've been subjected to horrific terror by agents of the very architects of the so-called War on Terror. In an excerpt from a Pacifica radio show broadcast recently, Clive Stafford Smith, the UK attorney to a number of detainees, describes some of the goings-on at Guantanamo and other prisons, bringing into question the value of testimony that will be placed before members of the kangaroo courts.
Yeah, you know, Hussein Mustafa, I met with him in Jordan, and he was an incredibly credible person. He's a dignified older gentleman, about 50 years old, and he wanted to talk about what had happened to him, but he really didn't want to talk about that sexual stuff. And in the end, you know, I said to him, look, you don't have to, but it's very important if things happen that the story get out so they don't happen to other people. And in the end, he did. And it was in front of half a dozen people who were just transfixed as he described how four soldiers took him, one on each shoulder, one bent him down in his head, and then the fourth of them took this broomstick and shoved it up his rectum. Now, there was no one in that room, and they were from a variety of places who didn't believe what this man was saying. It was true, but I'm afraid, I've got to tell you, that that's far from the worst that's happened. When you talk about Bagram, when you talk about Kandahar, those aren't the worst places the U.S. has run in Afghanistan. The dark prison, sometimes called the salt pit in Kabul itself, which is separate from Bagram, has been far worse than that, and I can tell you stories from there that just make your skin crawl.
Well, why don't you tell us something about this place?
I'll tell you some of the ones, for example, that Binyam Mohammed told me. He was the man who had the razor blade taken to him. He was then taken, and again, we can prove it. We got the flight logs. He was taken on January the 21st, 2004, to Kabul, where he was put in this dark prison for 5 months. And he was shackled. You just get this vision of the Middle Ages where he's shackled on the wall with his hands up so he can't quite sit down. It's totally dark in that place. When the U.S. says that people are being treated nicely in Bagram, you've got to be kidding me. It's the middle of winter, and they're freezing to death. And this man was in this cell, no heating, absolutely freezing, no clothing except for his shorts. Totally dark for 24 hours a day with this howling noise around him. They began with Eminem music, interestingly enough. They played him Eminem music for 24 hours a day for 20 days. Seems to me Eminem ought to be suing them for royalties over that. But then it got worse and they started doing these screeching noises. And this is going on 24 hours a day. And in the meantime, they bring him out very briefly just to beat him. And this is to try to get this man to confess to stories that they now want him to repeat in military commissions in Guantanamo. And they want to say, oh, everything's nice now. And what he went through, he said, was far worse than the physical torture, this psychological torture that some pervert was running in the dark prison in Kabul. Was worse to him, and he still suffers from it day in, day out, because of what it's done to his mind. They got Binyam Mohammed to confess that he had dinner with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, Ramzi bin al-Shib, Abu Zubaydah, Sheikh al-Libi, and Jose Padilla, all together on April 3rd, 2002 in Pakistan. Well, you know, quite apart from anything else, two of them, Abu Zubaydah and Sheikh al-Libi, were in U.S. custody at the time when he confessed to that, and at the time he was meant to be having dinner. And, you know, this is a guy who didn't speak Arabic, who was meant to be hobnobbing with half of al-Qaeda. And you get this total drivel out of this breaking of people, and yet for some reason, the people who are designing Guantanamo think we should carry on breaking them. The Spanish Inquisition is very odd.
That's correct. I mean, they break them, they get drivel, they get false stories. And so what's going on? What's going on, I think, in part, is an attempt to terrorize people, terrorize the Muslim world, and say, you come into U.S. hands and we will terrorize you. And that's what they're doing.
Don't you think, though, Michael? I tell you, I think there's a slightly bigger danger here, which is people who are doing this abuse believe the stuff they get. This is what's frightening to me, that we end up making decisions based on this nonsense.
You know, it's true, they do believe it. I think when you talk to your clients, or we talk to ours, the people who are interrogating them actually believe what they're telling them, even though it's utterly and complete drivel.
The final voice was that of Michael Ratner, president of the U.S. Center for Constitutional Rights. Michael was part of a small group of lawyers that first took on representation of Guantanamo detainees in January 2001. A more in-depth interview with him can be found on gunsandbutter.net, which is also linked to from the front page of our website www.indymedia.org.uk. About 12 people attended Friday's demo. Banners were hung on the new railings outside the American embassy. Candles were lit, and people just took time to remember those detainees who've been subjected to these conditions for years and years, the hell that they've been through, the damage that it's done to them, and how there's no prospect of an end, there's no way out for these men. Demonstrations will continue to be held every Friday between 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. directly in front of the embassy, under the eagle, so to speak, or as close as you can get to it with all the security fencing that they've been putting up recently. This is FTP for Indie Media Global Report on Resonance 104.4 FM.